Hello and welcome. It's Elizabeth Morris here again with another Pose of the Week from the Phoenix Yoga Studio. I'm excited about this one because it's different in two ways. The first is that I said a couple of weeks ago I would be moving on to do postures that were more suitable for ladies who are pregnant in the second and third trimester of their pregnancy. So that's one thing that I'm doing a little bit differently today. And the other thing is that I'm going to give you a little flow rather than just one very relaxing, very restful restorative yoga pose. So two things that are different, but I think you'll find that this flow that I'm going to give you is as restorative and restful as all the others that I've given you too. And you'll recognise why when I tell you that what it is a cat to child to cow flow. Very gentle, very soothing, very rhythmic, and of course wonderful for flexibility and hip opening for those of you who are pregnant. So as you can imagine, anybody can do this, and I hope you'll try it because it really is very enjoyable. So you don't have to be pregnant to do this flow. So, a bit different this week. I'm not going to start off with my usual word of caution about please don't do this if you're over 3 months pregnant. What I am going to say, though, is don't do this if you have diarrhea. It's just going to stir things up and be really uncomfortable. And also don't do it if you have a knee injury, because you're on your knees and you're putting little tension as you go back into child on your knees, and we don't want to hurt them anymore. So remember, you can always do it up to the level of a little comfortable stretch which feels satisfying, but not to the point of strain and under no circumstances into the area of pain. Ladies who are pregnant, bear in mind that your body is busy producing relaxin, which is a hormone that helps the connective tissue stretch a bit more to get you ready for birth. So if you've been doing yoga before and you know how far you typically go in cat or in child, then don't go much beyond that. I don't want you overstretching yourself so that then got a bit more work to do later, postnatal. So gently does it at all times. But the benefits of this flow, oh, they're marvellous. You know how interested and keen I am to help people move in out of their sympathetic nervous system control, where we're right in the flight and fight, and give the body more times in the relaxation response, which is the parasympathetic nervous system. And this is a wonderful flow for that. It helps you with the top of your back in the thoracic area, where a lot of the parasympathetic nerves are, and it also eases and stretches the sacrum, where some more of the parasympathetic nervous system nerves are anchored in the lower part of the spine and the upper spine. So it's wonderful for calming you down. It's great for relieving fatigue. In fact, this is quite good to use as a little energizer, which you don't have to do any jumping around to be energized. You can just do a flow like this. So nice for relieving stress and fatigue. Lovely for improving your posture. Gives your internal organs a little gentle stimulation as you move in and out and flexing. And interestingly, it helps to relieve feelings of lowness. You know, when you're just feeling that sluggish, low, what's the pointish kind of mood. Excellent for that. So, let's get ready for it. What are you going to need? Well, as usual, definitely your yoga mat. I would be using my sheepskin because I like to really soften the impact on any part of my body. I would also have a folded blanket.